Some votes are still being counted, yes, but already we're getting a picture of how different parts of the U.S. electorate cast their ballots this year. NPR's Tom Gelton has been looking at the religious vote.
The headline, voters of faith and voters with no faith affiliation largely voted this year the same way they voted last time.
The religious landscape in terms of voting has been remarkably stable.
Robert Jones directs the Public Religion Research Institute.
Since Reagan, we have essentially seen this. White Christian voters have tended to support Republican candidates, and Christians of color and everyone else, including the religiously unaffiliated, have tended to support Democratic candidates.
A big headline in 2016 was how many white evangelical Christians, about 80%, supported Donald Trump, in spite of his unfamiliarity with the Bible, his divorces, and his association with porn stars. His reputation hasn't changed all that much since then, but Robert Jones sees no change in Trump's support among this faith group.
We essentially have white evangelicals somewhere around 8 and 10 supporting the president, standing by their candidate, standing by their man.
Pundits and politicians are most interested in those voter groups who are up for grabs. Ryan Burge, a religion and politics expert at Eastern Illinois University, says from that point of view, white evangelicals may no longer be very interesting politically.
I think the Democrats should stop thinking about white evangelicals entirely. And I think the Republicans should take them for granted. It's like, what can you do to make them change anything on the Democratic side or the Republican side?
Some of Joe Biden's supporters did try to reach evangelical Christians this year. Among them, Jerusha Duford, who happens to be Billy Graham's granddaughter. She says she wanted to reach those Christians who are so turned off by evangelical support for Trump that they no longer even want to be called evangelical. Not so much to get them to vote differently as just to connect with them.
I think what these individuals needed was some faith leaders to come out and say, I know you're not hearing this everywhere, but this is not our faith.
So she joined the Not Our Faith group working for Biden.
More of a encouragement to the droves of people who are leaving the church because of the hypocrisy, in my opinion.
In fact, that is a phenomenon. The share of the U.S. population and the electorate who list their religious affiliation as none is growing steadily. Ryan Burge says the trend is most notable among the youngest voters, Generation Z, born after 1996. Democrats, Burge says, now have an almost exclusive grip on those nones, the N-O-N-E-S.
The Republicans have to figure out a way to peel off some of those more libertarian, let's say, Gen Z nuns, or they're going to have a very bleak future politically.
And doing it, he says, while keeping their white Christian base happy. Tom Gelton, NPR News.